Okay, today I'm going to be showing you exactly why you cannot outgame pre-selection. This is going to be the number one attraction mechanism that a man needs to grow and focus on. Now, I am making this video because there is so many men out there who they think, you know, if I would have just improved my verbal skills a little bit better, if I would have just said the right thing right here, right? If I would have just text messaged the right thing here. And what they think is they think that they just need to keep getting their game better and better and better and say the right thing and say the right thing and say the right thing, and then one day it will all click. And that is not how it works. These things go a bit deeper than that, and that's why I've titled this video, You Cannot Outgame Pre-Selection. Now, after this video is over, I also put together a gift for you. Be sure to check that out. The link is down below in the description. I'm sure you'll love what I put together for you. What inspired me to make this video today was actually a short clip that I made last week that did pretty well on one of my social media pages, so I'm going to play this right now. Women only choose men with looks, money, and status if they are not able to find a man who is pre-selected by other women. Let me explain. The highest form of attraction, or the number one attraction trigger or attraction mechanism, whatever you want to call it, that a woman can feel is when she has physical proof of her watching other women have high interest towards you. That is the number one thing that a woman is looking for, is a man who is already selected by other women. The second that she's not able to find that is the second that she now settles for a man with either looks, money, or status, which are lower level attraction triggers. Pre-selection is always going to be number one. So I'm going to help you come to terms with some of these truths, but let's actually look at why this video did well. The reason why this video did so well is because pre-selection trumps all, which means as a man, you want to spend 90% of your time, or even more, okay? 90% of your time leveling up to be a selected man. That does not mean to try to self-qualify or qualify yourself to people through your self-improvement, but what you do is you let your actions speak for you. And what that means is you spend your time being and becoming a selected man. So the problem with focusing so much on going out to learn how to talk to women better, a few things. Number one, women fundamentally want what they cannot have, which means as soon as you reveal even the slightest bit of interest, they start to get an idea of where you stand with them. So number one, women fundamentally want what they can't have. Number two, as soon as you initiate even a hi, hello, or a hello, how are you doing? As soon as you even say hello, what this has done is this has slightly validated her, which means slowly she starts to understand where your interest level is, which brings me to point number three. You've revealed your interest level. As soon as you've revealed your interest level and you are now in pursuit, you start to lose some of that leverage. And oftentimes the woman questions your sexual market value. So here's what I can tell you. Game is good enough to become intimate or sleep with women. But what a woman is constantly filtering for is two things. And I have proof of this, and I can even show you some of my experiences from this past few months. So the two things that women are constantly filtering for, number one is going to be masculine temperament, and number two is going to be pre-selection. And I'm going to be showing you how each of these go hand in hand. So there's a girl that I currently see, and we've known each other for about 3 months right now. Here's what happened on the second time we met up. Okay, the second time we met up, I picked her up from downtown. She hopped in my pickup, and she had just a huge attitude. Okay, we were going to get food somewhere, and I remember she threw like a temper tantrum, and she has a huge attitude. And now fast forward 3 months later, obviously I know why she did this, or I knew why she did this. Obviously she wanted to see if I had backbone or not. But she had this huge attitude, and I asked her, just to kind of see her words, okay? I asked her why she had this attitude, okay, to hear her side of it. And what she said word for word was, she goes, I could tell that you wouldn't put up with BS. And on top of that, what she said word for word, I couldn't believe how overt she was about this. She literally said word for word, she goes, I wanted to see if you had the balls to put me in my place. And that's why she was giving me so much attitude. She wanted to see what I would do. So this is very important, because what she was filtering for in that circumstance was masculine attitude or masculine temperament to hold firm. If you can hold firm, that means that a woman actually senses that you can protect her. So now fast forward over here. She said something very important. Like, this is super important. She goes, I can tell if a guy has it or not within the first minute. So what is it, or what is the it factor? When she goes, I can tell if a guy has it or not within the first minute, that means she said, I know which men it will hurt their feelings if I'm rude to, or she goes, I know which men they will be too soft and they can't handle it. She goes, I know which men it will hurt their feelings because they're too soft, and when a guy has it or not, and when a guy doesn't give a shit. So what that means is, just like you can tell within the first few seconds or the first minute if you find a woman attractive or not, they have a similar feature where within the first minute, they can filter for which men have proper masculine attitudes. So what I can tell you is this, they are constantly looking for that backbone and that strength. And oftentimes that comes out verbally and that comes out internally through how you actually convey and carry yourself. So not only that, they can pick up on this right away. This is something that women can pick up on in a room. This is something that women can pick up on when they're speaking to a man. Instantly, women know this. Okay, so this is kind of rooted in who they are and how they navigate the world. So just like guys have a split second, yes or no, yes, I find her attractive, no, I don't find this one attractive, women have that split second yes or no feature as well. It just comes out differently. And here's how it comes out. Men see women from the outside in, and women see men from the inside out. Okay, say this with me one more time. Men see women from the outside in, and women see men from the inside out. She sees who you are through the inside out. That means she wants to know and see what you are made of. So, ideally, you want both. You want pre-selection, and you want masculine attitude or masculine temperament, however you would like to describe it, to show signs of strength. Both of these go hand in hand to basically make up a complete man, or a man who, what I would call full stack, okay? And this is also a man who does understand the language of women. If you leverage pre-selection to attract and masculine attitude to retain, okay, they go hand in hand. Pre-selection helps you attract them. And when I say attract them, it's literally like flies on shit. If you are with a woman who's attractive, other women will just start coming up to you. I've even seen this when I've went out in nightlife before. If you're out with a group, women will oftentimes just keep coming up to you. So that's first. Second, the masculine attitude helps you retain those relationships because now the woman actually sees that you have strength. So these are completely different, but they go hand in hand, and you have to actually build yourself to where you can demonstrate both. So this is why you cannot outgame pre-selection. There are some guys who they think, you know, if I just get my verbal skills on point just a little bit better, if I just said the right thing here, if I would have just text messaged the right thing here, and that is not how it works. So if you like this video, I want you to hit the like button. Be sure to go down below, check out the gift that I made for you. The link is in the description. I'm sure you'll love what I put together for you, and we'll see you in the next one.